Not a sound to be heard. We pause and remember another silent key.
And this week, I have news of a silent key, and Gordon, VK4VP, will have news of another silent key. The silent keys this week, Victor Kilo 4 MBH, Keith Allison, and Victor Kilo 4 Alpha Victor Foxtrot, Des Floor. Des was a long-time member of the Ipswich and District Amateur Radio Club. He passed away Monday, June 13, after a series of illnesses and sickness. Des was a long-time member of the club and a long-time participant on the Morning Net and will be sadly missed by many in the club. For those of you who find yourselves available and wish to express your final regards to Des, there will be a service of remembrance to be held at the Apostolic Church in Hatton Vale, Friday, June 24, at 10:30 a.m. Vale Des Floor, Victor Kilo 4, Alpha, Victor Foxtrot. And now?
News from the Sunshine Coast Amateur Radio Club. This is Gordon, VK4VP. Sad news today as we record another silent key. Keith Allison, VK4MBH, passed away in hospital just over 2 weeks ago. Keith was 92 years old and had an interesting life, starting from a coal mining background in the UK to a mines inspector in India and then as a mines inspector in Queensland. Keith moved into the Taunton Township and he was well known on the radio bands while he lived there. He had an on-call service technician by the way of Mal, VK4ML, to sort out any issues he had, and he seemed to have a few from time to time. Keith was also part of the emergency communications group set up by SCARC and was keen to get involved and help out. A couple of years ago, Keith and his wife moved nearer to their son in Brisbane and they moved into a seniors living complex at Cinnamon Park. Amateur radio antennas were severely frowned upon, but a quick call to his on-call service tech, Mal, soon had a magnetic base antenna with a 5/8 whip sitting on the air conditioning unit on the balcony and a PRM80 programmed up for the local repeaters. The PRM80 has very few buttons that could be inadvertently pressed, so this kept the callouts to a minimum. He could access the SCARC repeater and also the Bayside repeater, where he spent a lot of time talking to Laurie, VK4ACW. He was also still driving at the age of 92 in Brisbane, so it seemed that nothing was going to stop him, and so it was quite sad news that he had passed away so suddenly. Vale Keith, VK4MBH.
From Queensland, this is VK4WIA and the weekly Q News Amateur Radio News Service. The text edition is available by contacting QNews at wia.org.au.
Hello, I'm Jeff Emery, VK4ZPP, and I've been thinking. Years back when working areas accommodated a paper office regime, there was one item that nobody gave much importance to, and that was the flip-over desk calendar. With a page devoted to each day except for Saturday and Sunday, which had to share, it had the date reminder and a printed calendar for the month. Down the bottom was a little gem, a quotation from some person, aimed at stimulating the mood and thinking for the day ahead. Like many things, the date blocks have disappeared, and we now have an app for just about anything, it seems. So it was I saw a post during this past week attributing the words to a Winston Churchill that told me that criticism was necessary as it served the same purpose as pain does to the body. A warning that something was wrong and it needed attention. Now you must confess, as I did, that this has a certain ring to it and the idea is certainly catching. Criticism is a fact of life, and it is part of the discourse and debate that clarifies thinking. There is the other side of things, that with a lack of consideration and a level of discourtesy, criticism is personally offensive and potentially harmful to the individual. And whole books have been devoted to the theories of personality and mind and emotional development, and the popular theories that our mental structure could be damaged by things our parents told us in childhood. It was during this week that I saw that a modern version of the Amateur's Code had been posted to a club page, as a reminder of what we set out to be in this pursuit of amateur radio. So when we marry these two posts, we are reminded that an amateur is courteous and considerate to his fellows, and that criticism points the way to something that needs correction. In this way, there is nothing offensive or objectionable about an idea being subjected to scrutiny, as there seem to be few things in this life that can't be improved upon. This is perhaps what scholars have been trying to teach us throughout history, and on a day-to-day basis it is something that we can apply privately and certainly in the working of our club activities. The point is not to be selfish or destructive, but to point out what is seen to be ineffective or not suitable, and hopefully bring forth a better solution. Our executive members should, in my opinion, encourage this form of discussion, which supports the members and leads to shared achievement amongst the membership. After reading the Churchillian meme, another came across my screen. It is something upon which you can think appropriately. This thought was, a great man is hard on himself, and a small man is hard on others. I'm Jeff Emery, and that's what I think. How about you?
From Queensland, this has been VK4WIA and the weekly Q News Amateur Radio News Service. We thank our rebroadcast team and you for listening. And remember, internet text of this news is available by dropping a note to QNews at wia.org.au.